Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening?
Brother,
what's
up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful morning. It's a wonderful Monday morning here in the neighborhood, and we are grateful you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, our rights. And one of our main topics on the show today, on this wonderful Monday, 9/30/2019, that's right, it's the ninth month, the 30th day of 2019. What a immaculate, phenomenal, beautiful day it is in our neighborhood. The topic for the day is impeachment. The topic for today is impeachment. Number 45, Donald Trump, is on the way to being impeached. That's our topic for today. If you want to call in and talk about it, you want to share, it's all good. Call on in. And as you know, we always have a great show. We never have an intermediate show. We always have a wonderful, fantastic, phenomenal show. And I'm just ready to regulate the situation and talk about the situation and and get everything going here. And while I'm on it, the word of the week. The word of the week is power. That's the word of the week, power. Now we're going to have our scripture of the week. We're going to have the prayer list. We're going to have a moment with the prophet, spiritual upliftment. We're going to have words of wisdom with Talana Jones. And, of course, we're going to have Clarence M. Allen. Without further ado, we have a special, very, very special gift this morning. And I am so ready to get our guests on this morning. One of our guests, let's get our guests in the studio this morning on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Good morning. Area code 562754. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning. It's Sharifa Hardy. How are you?
Well, good morning, Sharifa. How are you?
I am amazing, and I am honored and blessed for the opportunity to join you on your show this morning. I heard the topic in regards to impeachment, and I'm definitely interested in discussing it and hearing everyone's views.
Well, yeah, me too. And matter of fact, without further ado, let's get you in the studio here on your topic. Your topic is you are running for the 6th district in Long Beach, California.
Correct, Long Beach City Council, District 6.
Amen. For some reason, I'm having a few little technical difficulties with you guys. Can you hear me okay, Sharifa?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, wonderful. So then, with that being said, please take the floor. Tell us why you're running for office and what it means to you, and what do you want to change in the Long Beach area?
Well, I'm running for office because I live in the 6th District. I've lived in Long Beach since 2003, but I lived in a different district closer to where the 405 meets the 710. And in 2017, I moved into District 6, which is basically right before downtown Long Beach. So it's everything from 10th Street all the way to Spring and from Long Beach Boulevard to Gardenia. So it's that general area, but in Long Beach, it is one of the more impoverished areas. And so I had a friend of mine, Mrs. Sally Martin, who's 97 years old, and I love her. She's been in Long Beach since the 50s, and she's a property owner. And for months, she had been talking about how someone has to do something, someone has to do something, because our current city councilman this will be his fourth term if he's elected. And so finally she came to me, and she knows I work with businesses. I'm good at raising capital. She says, Sharifa, I think you should run because someone has to do something. So I looked into it and decided, you know what, I really want to be the change that I want to see in the world. And so I decided to go ahead and run. So my main focus is I know a lot of people are focused on the homelessness, not only in Long Beach, but in California in general. And I was reading an article where it said out of the 1 million homeless people in the nation, in America, half a million are located in California. So we have an extreme high homelessness rate. But my focus is, you know, there are plans to find out what to do when people become homeless. Where are the food pantries? Where are the food shelters? And, the homeless shelters. And I believe that's wonderful. But I also believe that in America right now, just about every American, and especially here in California, is about one paycheck away from being homeless. So what can we do to prevent homelessness? What can we do to increase career opportunities? What can we do so that there are savings and generational wealth? Those are my focuses, and these are the things that I want to start with bringing to District 6 of Long Beach and then moving out from there.
Wow, that is amazing. That's so beautiful. Now, look, let me see if I can get one of our co-hosts in the studio with this Prophetess Monica right now. Let's see. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 if you want to call into the show. Okay, I'm dialing a number now. Let's see here. Okay, let's see.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay. So, Sharifa, are you still with us?
I am with you.
Okay, wait. Caller in the 951-406 area code, are you there? Caller in the 951-406 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Nina.
Minister Nina Ross, welcome to the show. How are you this morning, co-host Minister Nina Ross?
I am blessed. A little under the weather, but I am blessed.
Well, please, please say hello to our guest, Sharifa. Sharifa, please say hello to Minister Nina Ross.
Good morning, Sharifa.
Good morning, Minister Ross.
Now, without further ado, Prophetess Monica, are you in the studio with us? Prophetess Monica, are you there? Good morning, Prophetess Monica, are you there? Okay, I think we're having just a little bit of technical difficulties here this morning. Don't worry about it. We'll get it all straightened out. We'll get it all straightened out. Meanwhile, without further ado, Sharifa, please continue. Tell us what your goals are for this Saturday coming up. Well, October the 5th, you have an event coming up. Please tell us about your event.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I'm having a kickoff event. It is off of Anaheim Street and Olive Avenue. And one of the things I wanted to do is help the community. And so I asked the community, asked my friends, asked my family to donate clothes and to donate shoes to the community. So what we're doing is people are coming out on Saturday and they're giving clothes. And instead of giving the clothes to a Goodwill or Salvation Army or somebody who's going to turn around and sell those clothes, we're giving away the clothes specifically to the residents of District 6. They can come by, primarily the clothes are focused on interview clothes. You know, so often we're able to look for a job or find a job, but the question still remains, what do we wear? So we want to provide people with outfits to wear, clothes, they're donating shoes, we're going to have food, we have Mexican food, Vietnamese food, because we're right in Cambodia town, even though there are a lot of African Americans and other races here. But we're just giving to the community. We're also providing resources as far as career opportunities. If people are interested in finding new ways to generate more wealth and more income, or maybe they have student loan debt and they want to find out how to take care of their student loans. So we're just providing a lot of resources, providing a lot of information. We'll be there all day on Saturday. It's food, fun, and festivities. That's the main thing that I wanted to do, is to give and to receive. So I'm giving to the community as well as allowing the community to give to the other people within District 6. We're just going to have a lot of fun. That's the main thing that I want to focus on. And what changes the energy anywhere is the energy of fun.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm so happy to have you on, Sharifa. You've had me on your show. Tell us about your show. What do you do on your show? Tell us all about it.
Well, my show is Ask Sharifa Videocast, and I also have Ask Sharifa Podcast. On Ask Sharifa, what I do and what I've done since 2009 is speak to business owners. Again, that's my background. That's my focus. A lot of people were surprised that I even went into politics. But my focus is on helping people, and I believe that one of the main ways to boost the American economy and to help people is to create businesses and to create jobs. So I speak with business owners, because often you may find a business, may find a company, but you never know the story behind that company. You know, for instance, my dad's company, Jordan's Router and Plumbing, he's been in business since 1985 in California, but he has an incredible story, incredible journey. It's not just about the product or service. So I have an opportunity through Facebook Live to interview business owners. They can ask, people who are watching can ask questions and make comments since it's live. And then I take the interview and I upload it to my AskSharifa.com website, to my television network, CrossroadsTV.com, as well as to my TMZ-type website in the news magazine. I upload it to Ask Sharifa Podcast, and it goes out to thousands of followers on my fan page, I Like Sharifa. But the goal, the message, that's what I keep telling people, is I haven't changed. My focus is on helping people, whether it's through my show, whether it's through politics, whatever it is. What can we do? How can we help?
Right.
This weekend, we just painted the church across the street, you know, and we showed people that we were out in the community. So we just have to help each other, each one teach one.
Now, Sharifa, hold on. I want to get Clarence and Mallon. I want to tell everybody that can hear the show. I don't know what it is, but people are calling into the show and they're saying that they can't get through. And I don't know why that's happening, but I'm going to call one of our co-hosts, Clarence and Mallon. We already have Minister Nina Ross in the studio with us. We also have Sharifa in the studio with us. I don't know why we're having a few little technical difficulties here. I don't know why you guys can't get into the studio, but we're working on it. Right now I'm trying to dial Clarence and Mallon, and it's not going through. It's not going through. But it's okay. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. The show must go on no matter what. If you want to go online and listen to the show, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you will be able to listen to the show. Everybody's calling me from all over the place saying that they can't get into the show. This is okay. Sharifa, we're just going to go ahead on with the interview. What I'm going to do here, everybody is now, Sharifa, I want you to, everybody's listening to the show, listen to me carefully. I'm going to hang up and dial back into the show to see if we can get a better connection. For some reason, we're having a really bad connection. People are calling into the show from all over the place, and now they're texting me and emailing me saying they can't get into the show. So, Sharifa, call us right back. Give me 1 minute. Everybody on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, don't go anywhere. Give a call right back in. In about 1 minute, we're going to have this all connected back together. Okay, Minister Nina Ross, you still with us? Minister Nina Ross, are you there? Okay. All right, so let's do this right now. Okay, Sharifa, call back in, okay? God bless. This is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to do a reconnection.
I think you guys can get through. Let's see here. Okay, hello. Can anybody hear me on the show? Hello? Cousin, call back into the show right now. I hit a button here. And let's see.
Okay.
Professor Reigns, hang up and try to call back in, please. Let's see if it works. And if you guys can hear me out there, I'm going to hang up, Professor. Okay. If anybody can hear me on the show right now, please advise. We're having some serious technical difficulties right now. And you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And so, let's see here. I'm going to try to see if I can get Cousin B in the studio. Let's see.
Now,
Matt,
I can see it. Both of us are online.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to. All right. But, Cousin B, can you hear me on the show?
I don't know,
because
I have
you
on call from your phone, so
let me see. Okay. All right, hello, can you hear me on the show? Cousin B, are you there?
Hold on, let me.
Hello, Brother Eddie.
Hello, who said hello, Brother Eddie?
Yvette.
Okay. Well, hello there, Sister Yvette. You know, we had some terrible difficulties on the show today, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get people in on the show. Thank you. I'm glad you can hear me. And now, Yvette, what's your – I don't see your number here. Wait, hold on. Let's see. I don't know how that happened, but let me try to see something here. See, everybody out there, they can't hear me. We've been having some serious technical difficulties this morning, and I want to see something here. Let's see. Call in the 562-522 area code. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Professor Reigns. Professor Reigns, can you hear me? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a direct connect. This is not through the phone. This is through my laptop computer, the studio that I have in the computer right now, and I want to see who else I can get in the studio. And let's see here. I'm going to try my brother, Eric Jones. Let's see. Okay, Eric, are you there? Eric Jones, are you there? Hello, Eric. Are you? Okay, no, but it didn't go through. Okay, let's see. I am not.
I'm here.
You there, Eric?
I can hear you.
Well, welcome to the show, my brother, Eric Jones. We also have Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. We also have Cousin V. Welcome to the show, Cousin V. Can you hear me? Cousin V, can you hear me? Okay, we're trying to go to Cousin V. I don't think she can hear me. Let's see if we can get her on mute and then come back to her.
I hear you loud and clear. I understand your technical difficulties. I hear you.
Okay, well, anyway, Cousin V, can you hear me on the phone?
I can hear you on the phone. I can't hear you on the show, but I see it.
Please leave your message for...
Okay, well, I do have some people on the show. Everybody that can hear me, just say...
Yeah, I can hear you on the show, brother.
Okay, I don't know what we're having. We're having a lot going on here. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, Cousin V?
Yes.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Now, listen, everybody. Everybody can hear me. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going to shut the show down today. This is Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. For those that can hear me, it's Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to start tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., our regular time. I don't know if there's something wrong with Blog Talk overall, but our topic for the show today was impeachment. One of our guests was Sharifa Hardy, who was going to come on and talk about running for the 6th District of Long Beach, California. And also, we're going to have Reese Woods, who's going to talk about running for the 8th District of Los Angeles, California, the 8th District in L.A., and some other exclusive guests that were going to come on today, including the co-hosts. Let's see something here. Let's see. A lot of callers calling in, but they can't get through for whatever reason they might be.
Yeah, it won't let us add anybody to talk on the show.
Yeah, and so to Wayne and everybody, Sheila, Josh. Hello? Yes? Okay. Well, whoever can hear me on the show, I don't know what happened. Our topic today was impeachment. The word for the week was power, and it still is power. And sometimes when you have power, people want to impeach your radio power, but they can't do what God has already blessed. So just to let everybody know, the show must go on. We send our apologies, but I really believe that Blog Talk is having a serious problem today, and we, the co-producer of the show has addressed that today, and also a Facebook message coming out to all the listeners after the show from the administrators. We'll send out a message today, and then we'll reconvene for the show tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. On Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and a message will go out on Facebook shortly. And so I want to send all the listeners who can't hear me now, and I will be using another method and changing different things to make sure that we don't have security breaches and or any type of air quality sabotage from the FEC, CIA, DEA, FTA, or the FBI, or any other governmental service that might not want to see the Civil Rights Talk Show get out the information about the incident of Donald Trump at the 45. I'm going to conclude this episode in a few minutes, but for the ones who can hear me, if you can hear me, just say I can hear you. Just say it if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, once you can hear me.
I hear you too, but it's all static.
Well, that's okay if it's all static. Cody, I just want to get your closing remarks on what you think happened to the show today. Go right ahead.
I think it is totally worldwide because I can't even dial. The only reason I'm talking is because you dialed me in, so I don't know what's going on. I think it's something worldwide. Some of the places I went to, their computers were not working this morning either.
Okay.
They had a big story on the news today about the grid, the power grid. Experiencing some power grid problem, or like you said, perhaps you are speaking some things that some folks don't want to get out. We don't know what it is, but as you said, the Lord has you in mind what's going to go, and no one has control over that.
Well, let's see if we can get Clarence M. Allen in the studio. Let's see if we can get Clarence M. Allen. Clarence, are you there? Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Okay, so today is one of those days where electronics are definitely out of our control. I call it AI, artificial intelligence, has taken over and taking over the airwaves right now. And we're not going to battle with that. But like I said, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. sharp for Tuesday, we will have another show, and we will still have our exclusive guest. We work hard to make sure that we have a good show. And if we're not having any satellite problems, social media problems, or problems that are completely out of our control, we will have a wonderful, phenomenal, great show again. We'll talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, our rights, and we will talk about the impeachment process for number 45, Donald Trump. Okay, so now that I've heard from everyone, Cousin V, were you able to get through to Blog Talk Company? Were you able to get some information?
Yes, I sent them information, so hopefully we'll hear from them sometime today.
Okay, that was wonderful. Okay. Let's see. I couldn't get, I tried to get everything that I could. Now, if you're listening to the show, wherever you are, we came on this morning, but we had technical difficulties. Let's see if I get Clarence M. Allen in the studio. Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Clarence Allen, are you there? Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Okay, we can't get anybody through today. I mean, all the co-hosts are trying to get in. I see you guys in the queue, but I can't get you in. It's a lot of callers calling into the show, and a lot of callers calling from different areas. But for whatever technical reason, I can't get you through. So I've elaborated on this particular topic 4 or 5 times using my closing remarks for the show today. We have done everything in our power to get through. And we're having some technical difficulties today. And we will reconvene the show for tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Tuesday morning. Morning. And so we will reconvene the show. I just want to send my love to everybody. God bless you. Don't let nothing or nobody see the fight during the Okay. If you hear me, say God bless you. If you hear me, say God bless.
God bless. God bless.
Okay, God bless everybody. We'll be meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Okay, God bless you guys. Peace.